With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. The Protestant Reformation in early 16th century Europe was one of the significant turning points in Western civilization, and was driven by both theological and political changes in society, all perhaps enhanced by the invention of the printing press and dissemination of the Gutenberg Bible. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll explore music directly and indirectly influenced by the Reformation with works by Bach, Schütz, Byrd, Tallis, and of course, Martin Luther. In fact, we'll begin with his iconic hymn paraphrasing Psalm 46, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. James Morrow leads the University of Texas Chamber Singers, accompanied by the incomparable Jerry Hancock.
Thank you.
The University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow, sang Martin Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress. Jerry Hancock played the organ. The hymn texts of Martin Luther formed the basis of countless chorales, some with tunes he composed, but many others by composers inspired by his words. The chorale melody, Ach Gott, vom Himmel sieh darein, dates from the early 15th century, but received its title from Luther's text, Ah God, Look Down from Heaven, written in 1523. This and many other texts and tunes laid the foundation for the numerous cantatas of J.S. Bach, who can arguably be said to be the greatest evangelist for Lutheranism nearly 200 years after Luther. We'll hear the opening chorus to Cantata 2, Ach Gott vom Himmel sieh darein, performed by the Gechinger Kantorei, directed by Helmut Rilling.
Thank you.
Ach Gott vom Himmel sieh derein, from Cantata 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach. The Gechinger Kantorei was led by Helmut Rilling. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Psalms provided text for a great deal of music inspired by the Reformation, and even with the emphasis on the use of the vernacular, Latin still was frequently used for various parts of the liturgy and even in some psalm settings. Heinrich Schütz, who lived from 1585 to 1672, predated J.S. Bach by nearly a century and composed numerous Latin settings of psalms. We'll hear In Te Domine Speravi, In Thee, O Lord, Do I Put My Trust, taken from Psalm 30. Alto Eckhard Wagner is joined by the Capella Fidicinia, led by Hans Gruss.
Non confundar in eternum. In te, Domine, speravi. In te, Domine, speravi. Non confundar in eternum. Non confundar in Yeah.
In Te Domine Speravi, a setting of verses from Psalm 30 by Heinrich Schütz. Eckhard Wagner was alto soloist, accompanied by Capella Fidicinia, all led by Hans Grüss. St. Gertrude's Chapel in Hamburg was originally built in the late 14th century as a sister church to the Jakobikirche, which was nearby. It enjoyed an active musical life beginning in the early 17th century, with a splendid service rededicating the refurbished chapel in 1607. About 20 years ago, a wonderful recording was produced by the Göteborg Baroque Arts Ensemble, which recreated the splendor of that service with music by noted composers from throughout Europe at the time. We'll listen to a chorale that would have come roughly midway through the service, following the sermon, O Gott, wir danken deiner Güte, O God, we thank you for your goodness. The music is by Joachim Decker, with an organ verse interpolated between sung stanzas 2 and 3. The Göteborg Baroque Arts Ensemble is led by Ulrika Heider.
Thank you.
Ulrike Haider led the Göteborg Baroque Arts Ensemble in the chorale O Gott, wir danken deiner Güte by Joachim Decker. Wilhelm Friedemann Bach was the second child and eldest son of Johann Sebastian Bach and Maria Barbara Bach, born in 1710. He was acknowledged as a brilliant organist, improviser, and composer, though his employment and career were uneven and he died in poverty. Among his organ compositions are a number of fugues, as well as a set of seven chorale preludes. From that collection, we'll hear his setting of Christe, der du bist Tag und Licht, Christ, you are day and light. Filippo Turri plays the organ of the Church of St. Anthony the Abbot in Padua, Italy. Christe, der du bist Tag und Licht, a chorale prelude by Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. Organist Filippo Turri performed on the organ of the Church of St. Anthony the Abbot in Padua, Italy. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The English Reformation developed somewhat differently than the Reformation on the continent. It was more heavily driven by politics, perhaps, than on theological grounds, propelled by Henry VIII's demand for the annulment of his marriage. The back and forth between Catholicism and Protestantism in England persisted for some years, depending on the position of the royal family. This put composers in challenging circumstances, and several notable ones navigated the changes from Latin to English liturgy quite well. William Byrd was among them. From his great service, we'll hear his English anthem, Sing Joyfully, performed by the choir of Westminster Abbey. James O'Donnell directs.
Thank you.
Sing Joyfully by William Byrd. James O'Donnell led the choir of Westminster Abbey. Thomas Tallis was another composer who set Latin texts for the Catholic Church when it was dominant and English texts for the Church of England when it was dominant. Among the English works is a collection of tunes for Archbishop Parker's Psalter. The set includes, in the third of the nine tunes, the melody made even more famous as the basis for Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis in the 20th century. The Tallis scholars are led by Peter Phillips.
Against the Lord with thoughts of good, against his grace.
Tunes for Archbishop Parker's Psalter by Thomas Tallis. Peter Phillips led the Tallis scholars in that recording. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Johann Kuhnau was the immediate predecessor of J.S. Bach as cantor at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, having held that position for 21 years. He was also something of a Renaissance man, active as a novelist, translator, lawyer, and music theorist. We'll listen to a chorale setting in six stanzas, alternating between five-part chorus and solos. Ach Gott, wie lässt du mich verstarren? O God, how you let me stiffen, how dry is my life's sap. The Opella Musica and Camerata Lipsiensis are led by Gregor Meyer.
Ach Gott, wie lässt du mich verstarren? Wie trocken wird die Lass mich nicht vergebens harren, gib meinem Herzen neue Kraft. Dein Wort ist ein gewisses Siegel, das drück ich mir im Glauben an. So hab ich gleichsam alles Flügel, das ich zum Himmel dringen kann.
Setzt euch nicht vor meinen Schmerzen, die Sünde soll getrennt sein. Und also mit den matten Herzen, ihr drucken etwas sauer ein. Indessen wird ich ganz verjüngt und fühle, wie des Abends sich mit dir Seele verschlingt, zur angenehmen Himmelsfahrt, zur angenehmen Himmelsfahrt.
Ach, haut auf dem guten Herrn, der alles rund selig schafft, wer er den Himmel nicht versperren, so gibt er auch gemessene Kraft.
The Opella Musica performed Ach Gott, wie lässt du mich verstarren by Johann Kuhnau. Gregor Meyer conducted. Henry Purcell's wonderful setting of Psalm 122 is next. I Was Glad is performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in New York, accompanied by Concert Royal. John Scott conducts.
I was glad.
I Was Glad by Henry Purcell. John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, accompanied by Concert Royal. Organist Douglas Major is joined by the Empire Brass for our next selection, a setting of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, taken from Cantata 80 by J.S. Bach. They perform at the Washington National Cathedral.
Thank you.
A Mighty Fortress from Cantata 80 as performed by the Empire Brass with organist Douglas Major. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Reformation Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.